This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israeli forces conducted fresh raids in the occupied West Bank on Wednesday. Palestinian emergency services said an airstrike in the city of Tubas killed five people. Reuters correspondent Zachary Gelman reports.
Israeli soldiers were seen patrolling the streets of Tubas. Entrances and exits from the city were sealed off. Cell phone video showed military trucks and bulldozers rolling in. The security forces have been conducting a series of operations in the northern West Bank for the past 2 weeks, with extended raids in Tubas, Jenin, and Tulkarm. All three cities have a heavy presence of armed factions, including Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and Fatah. In a separate incident in the city of Tulkarm, the Israeli military said troops backed by police and intelligence services killed an armed militant. Residents there reported being forced from their homes.
That was Reuters correspondent Zachary Gelman. The United States and Britain on Wednesday pledged nearly $1.5 billion in additional aid to Ukraine during a visit to Kyiv by their top diplomats. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced more than $700 million in humanitarian aid, while British Foreign Secretary David Lammy confirmed his country would provide another $782 million in assistance and loan guarantees.
This is the first time in well over a decade that a Secretary of State from the U.S. and a Foreign Secretary in the U.K. have traveled together, and that is to reiterate our complete support for the Ukrainian struggle.
Ukrainian officials used the occasion to renew their pleas to use Western-provided missiles against targets deeper inside Russia. Join VOA's Flashpoint as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russia-Ukraine war, as well as regional hotspots spanning from Asia to Africa and beyond. This is VOA News.